In this case, we'll always display one or more pages from the famous Al-Zanjani manuscript.
In this case, we will have a very interesting and a very rare Quran manuscript. Actually, of that manuscript, in the whole world, we have 8 leaves which have survived, and all of them are, luckily, in the Metropolitan Museum. So what is so special about them? It is a Quran, but it is illuminated. Very ample illumination, which covers sometimes the entire page, which is unusual for that period. What I particularly like to see in these manuscripts are the ornaments, very simple kind of entrelaces which go around the pages, but then you have these small flowers, very different types of leaves, which create a very delicate background.
The style of calligraphy shows a shift within the Kufic or geometric style. Some of these letters are curved. The manuscript includes the signature page of the maker.
So we know that this Quran manuscript has been finished in 1137 by Muhammad al-Zanjani. That's interesting, al-Zanjani. We know this Muhammad ibn Muhammad, so his father was also named Muhammad, he is originally from Zanjan, which is in the northwestern part of Iran. It doesn't tell us that the manuscript himself has been created there, but it tells us that there was some northwest Iranian influence which came through that person named al-Zanjani.
To hear about why this and other Quran leaves in these galleries are in such excellent condition, press play. Look about as you listen.